From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Yoon Suk-yeol appoints former Vice Foreign Minister and ruling party lawmaker Cho Tae-yong as ambassador to the United States. North Korea deploys military personnel to supply medicine to pharmacies in Pyongyang as the regime reports 270,000 new suspected COVID cases. And South Korea detects the first domestic cases of Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5 fast spreading in South Africa. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol on Tuesday appointed former Vice Foreign Minister and ruling People Power Party representative Cho Tae-yong as the administration's first ambassador to the United States. The former diplomat spent most of his career handling U.S. and North Korea issues before serving as the chief nuclear envoy, first Vice Foreign Minister, and the first deputy director of national security during the Park Geun-hye administration. Paek Kyung-ran, a Sungkyung-gwang University professor of infectious diseases, was tapped to head the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. Paek took part in drawing up the Yoon administration's COVID-19 quarantine response system while serving on his transition team. Kim So-young, a Seoul National University economics professor who was also a member of the transition team, was named deputy of the Financial Services Commission. North Korean military personnel have been deployed to supply medicine to pharmacies in the capital of Pyongyang as the suspected transmission of COVID-19 continues in the nation. The North's state-run Korean Central News Agency said on Tuesday that troops from the People's Army began transporting and delivering medication around the clock starting the previous day. This comes following a special order from regime leader Kim Jong-un during an emergency consultative meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Politburo on Sunday. Kim inspected pharmacies in Pyongyang's Daedong River area on Monday, as did the Politburo's standing committee members Choi Ryong-hae and Kim Dok-hoon across other districts. Meanwhile, North Korea reported 6 additional deaths and 269,510 new fever cases from 6 p.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Monday. The KCNA said the new figures raised the total number of fever cases to 1,483,060 since late April. It added that about 819,000 of them have recovered and nearly 664,000 are receiving treatment. The death toll rose to 56. North Korea did not specify how many of the deaths and fever cases were confirmed as COVID-19 infections, reflecting the country's lack of testing equipment. North Korea reportedly transported large amounts of medical supplies from China on Monday as the reclusive country grapples with the spread of COVID-19. According to multiple sources familiar with North Korean affairs on Tuesday, 3 airplanes from the state-run flag carrier Air Koryo arrived at China's Shenyang airport on Monday morning. They were loaded with medical supplies and returned home in the afternoon. Sources say no Chinese personnel boarded the flights. Based on claims by diplomatic sources that Pyongyang had asked Beijing for quarantine supplies, the planes are believed to have carried related items and medicine. In a Monday briefing, when asked about aid provision to the North, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said the two countries have a shared tradition of helping each other during times of trouble and virus quarantine is a joint concern faced by all humanity. The Unification Ministry says South and North Korea conducted their regular morning contact via their liaison hotline at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, but neither side mentioned Seoul's proposal to Pyongyang on COVID-19 assistance. A ministry official said the North hung up shortly after routinely notifying the South of the start of contact duties. The North has yet to respond to Seoul's proposal to hold a working-level meeting to discuss the provision of medical supplies and other COVID-19 equipment, as well as expertise learned from the South's quarantine experience. Seoul has made the proposal in messages sent via the liaison hotline on Monday morning and afternoon. The proposal, offering supplies including vaccines, medication, testing kits, and masks, was sent by South Korea's Unification Minister Kwon Yong-se and addressed to Kim Young-chul, the North's head of its Inter-Korean Affairs Department. South Korea has detected the first domestic cases of Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5 of COVID-19 spreading across the world, strains that are notably prevalent in South Africa. The Central Disease Control Headquarters said on Tuesday that an inbound traveler from South Africa tested positive for the BA4 strain. An epidemiological investigation is now underway for two cases of BA5. The agency explained that the transmissibility of BA4 and BA5 is somewhat high, but the severity of symptoms from the sublineages are not much different from the original Omicron strain. This comes as health authorities report 35,117 new COVID-19 cases as of 12 a.m. Tuesday, amid a clear downturn in infections. The daily tally more than doubled from a day ago, but fell by some 15,000 from a week ago, the lowest in 15 weeks for Tuesday tallies. The number of critically ill hospitalized patients was at 333, remaining in the 300s for the eighth consecutive day. There were 27 deaths, with the fatality rate standing at 0.13%. With about 2 weeks to go to the June 1st local elections, a new poll finds that Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon is still leading former Democratic Party chairperson Song Yong-gil by some 20 percentage points in the Seoul mayoral race. According to a joint poll of KBS and two other broadcasters over the weekend in six regions, including Seoul, 49.1% of the respondents favor the incumbent Seoul mayor of the ruling People Power Party, while 29.5% support Song. In the Incheon mayoral race, 37.5% of the respondents favor PPP candidate Yoo Jung-bok, while 30.4% support incumbent mayor Park Nam-chun of the main opposition DP. In the race for Gyeonggi governor, the rival parties are running neck and neck, with PPP candidate Kim Eun-hae receiving 36.1% of support and the DP's Kim Dong-yeon garnering 37.3%. The gap narrowed to 1.2 percentage points from 3.1 in a previous KBS survey 2 weeks ago. The ruling PPP secured the highest approval rating among political parties, receiving more than 40% in Seoul and Incheon, as well as Gyeonggi province. The joint poll, conducted by Hanguk Research and two other pollsters on Saturday and Sunday, had a confidence level of 95% with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 to 3.5 percentage points. Top diplomats of South Korea and China held talks to discuss relations between the two nations and the Korean Peninsula issues. Seoul's foreign ministry said Foreign Minister Park Jin held video-linked talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on Monday. In the first talks between the top diplomats of the two nations since the launch of the Yoon Suk-yeol government, Park and Wang exchanged opinions on the peninsula situation. According to the ministry, Park said that North Korea's advancement in nuclear and missile capabilities worsens the situation on the peninsula and in the region, and hope that Seoul and Beijing will cooperate to manage the peninsula situation in a stable manner. He also called for China's constructive participation in preventing additional provocations by the North. Minister Wang revealed some differences in the assessment of the peninsula situation. According to the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Wang said that the peninsula largely remains at peace with effort from all involved countries, which has provided the environment needed for the development of the two countries and the region. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 23.86 points, or 0.92% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,620.44. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 9.11 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,275.1. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.